Battle gonna need me to write those things for him. The Eagles promo things.
You think he's cooked?
He might be cooked. Might be cooked. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up at 4, Brian Baldinger will join us to help break down Friday night's game. Maybe look ahead a little bit to the Atlanta game. And in a moment, we will give you at least the CBS version of the first NFL Power Rankings after week one. We will tell you where the Eagles are. 215-592-9494. Bigger issue moving forward. Jalen or the pass rush? Aaron and Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What up?
Yo, what up, fellas?
What's up, Aaron?
What up, A?
Jalen, listen, man. It's about Jalen. I'm not too worried about the pass rush. Because it's all about, like, my homie texted. He texted the chat. He like, yo, what are the Bills doing? Because he obviously had money on the Bills. So I looked at the score. They were losing to the Cardinals.
Yep.
And I looked at Josh Allen's stats. At that time, he only threw two passes. Josh Allen, at that time, only threw two passes in the first half. That's what we need to do with Jalen Hurts. I'm sorry to say. That's what I don't know what happened to his decision making. And people want. And I saw the video on social media. Like that interception to AJ Brown wasn't really his fault. And okay, let's say decision making. He ain't got the arm strength. But that is case may be. If you can't get the ball there, you know you can't. Don't throw it. We need to limit how much he throws the ball in the game. Even with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, he should not throw the ball more than 25, 27 times a game. Leave it to Saquon Barkley. The money's already paid. The money's already paid. Leave it to Saquon Barkley.
Well, I don't know if he can be – I don't know if they can win in spite of him. Because that's what it's almost like you're saying. It's almost like you're saying –
that is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
He was trying to soften it for you.
Yeah, I was trying to. Yes, yes. But I forgot where A stands at too on Jalen. But you can't win the big games without him being involved. You feel me? Like, you might get away with beating the Falcons next week without Jalen having to throw the ball 30-plus times. But that's because Kirk Cousins is a statue. He's injured. And the Eagles are that much better than the Falcons, or they should be. But when you start playing the Ravens, the Cowboys, who else they play? The Bengals. I can't think of some of these other teams they play. They play the Rams. Like, when you start playing those teams, you're not going to beat them just by handing the ball off to Saquon Barkley.
That is true. I watched the Niners game. We need, still from the Niners, how they use Purdy, use Jalen Hurts like that, easy throws. Scheme the wide receivers wide, for some odd reason, AJ Brown, he gets wide open, and Smithy, for as small as he is, he makes contested catches and runs through tackles. I'm not a professional athlete. We weigh the same amount, so that don't make no sense. But he knows how to break tackles on crucial catches.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to make the offense work so that he does not turn the ball over. If you're not going to be – if you cannot do what – and I said to the Jack, if he cannot do what Anthony Richardson do, slipping and sliding, and do with the flick of the wrist Mike Vick style, throw 60 yards down the field, you got to make the game easy for Jalen Hurts. Because in the Super Bowl, when he had that great game, a lot of it was done with his leg.
Well,
so he had three rushing touchdowns.
But you know what, A? That is dependent on him – playing football like that too. You know, if playing the game that you're talking about him playing will also require him to be less risk averse when he's throwing the ball. And so the thing is all of this works as long as you get ahead and you play smart football and you don't turn the ball over early in the game. Because the minute that you get behind, or you get the situation they were in with Green Bay, and that final drive aside, it looked for a minute there like Green Bay was never going to punt the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, you're just I understand what you're saying, and at some point they might have to try playing that way, even running him a little bit more, maybe earlier in the play, just so the defense doesn't have a chance to, you know, box him in and he can maybe get 5-6 yards in there.
Right.
But you're threading a very thin needle by playing the way that you're saying that they should play. And it also requires Jalen to play that way.
Yeah, I'm just not there yet. You got to give me, okay, if you're telling me we've watched him for the first, I'll just go through the first four games of the season, because then they got a bye week, and we're going to have 2 weeks to talk about it. if
great.
The majority of these four games that they play before the bye week look like week one, then we're going to have a real discussion about, you know, how do you proceed moving forward as far as the passing game goes? Because then you don't want the passing game to be a detriment to you if you can't take care of the football. But we are way too premature on the whole. And
he's fumbling as well.
I don't know who to blame that on. I don't know what to blame that on. But you're right. That's not good either. Particularly the one that was down by the end zone where Saquon had to jump on the ball.
Yeah. The first one I would put on Cam.
Right.
It seemed like Cam
snapped it and Jalen wasn't ready.
Yes, I'll put it on the communication, not on Jalen. I don't know who it was. The second one just looked like he didn't grab it.
Yeah.
Hey,
playing in the preseason, we wouldn't have this issue. We played in the preseason.
You might have had the issue.
Tough
yeah.
Mess.
Yeah. Hey, what's give us a famous debate?
I got you one on WIP. Me and Ike. Listen, for years. For years. You want to bring up Steph Curry. You want to bring up Kevin Durant. You want to bring up Giannis. And who still reigns supreme in the NBA, Ike? Say his name.
Joel Embiid?
Oh, you're a LeBron guy.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Being in the play-in every year is not reigning supreme, brother. I'm sorry.
I'm not worrying about what he's doing at the end of his career. When he was in the prime of his career, every year, I could say, you know Steph Curry better than him. You know Giannis better than him. You know Kevin Durant better than him. And he knocked them all down one by one. One by one.
He's ahead of those guys.
He's not ahead of Steph.
He's not ahead of Steph?
No.
On what? Today?
No, just ranking over.
All-time greats.
Yeah, I would take Steph over LeBron James. I would.
You going to take Steph over LeBron?
Steph changed the game.
I can't take Steph over LeBron.
Did he change the game for the better or for the worse?
Let me tell you this, Aaron. If you're on the other team or you're a fan of the other team and one guy has the ball, in the fourth quarter, I'm telling you.
Nobody's afraid of LeBron, Aaron. Stop it.
Everybody's afraid of Steph.
Everyone is afraid of LeBron.
Nobody's afraid of LeBron.
Go ask the Celtics. Kevin Durant said, I did not think LeBron James could beat the five of us. He said, Kevin Garnett said, I didn't think LeBron could beat the five of us.
Yeah.
The five of us. You think one man could beat the five of us?
They should have won another title, too, the Boston team. So they're losers, too. Look, there's only one guy scared of LeBron James, and it is Rob Pelinka. That's it. There's one guy, his own general manager.
He's top five, eh? Come on, man. Top five. I got him in the top five.
Clearly Steph, when he ran to the Hamptons to go get the second best player in the NBA, clearly Steph was afraid of him between 2011, whatever years they were.
That was 16, 17.
In the whole Eastern Conference, because for some odd reason, the Eastern Conference now the Bill championship teams in the East now. The Celtics winning, the Bucks won, the Sixers constantly have built good teams but can't get past the second round. Why all of a sudden the East know how to build good teams, but all the time in the East, no one knew how to build a good team?
Playing LeBron.
We're going to put all this money. We're going to put all this money on the roster and know we're going to get spanked by LeBron. Raptors. Knicks. We just know we're going to get spanked.
He wouldn't have beaten that Warriors team if it wasn't for Kyrie anyway. I mean,
how about that?
Yeah, come on.
Who made the first two baskets for it?
Oh.
LeBron scored the basket to tie it up, and he made the three to tie it up before they won that drought. But we say that didn't win the game.
He's great as long as you don't need the last basket. LeBron's great at the first basket, not the last basket. I can't believe you're a LeBron guy. It's so disappointing.
Now he's top six. Larry Bird's in front of LeBron now. Yeah.
All right.
And Chuck needs to take back that answer. Come on, bro. The 90s is the best decade ever. You talking about some rhythm of the night? Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It was a weird answer.
It was a weird answer.
You're talking about some damn Barbie girl. What's the Barbie girl? Oh, you could have threw any song out there. And I know the 90s was about the dance and the techno. I got some dance and techno on my playlist, too. I love that stuff. But listen, come on, man. The 90s was the best decade when it came to music. You're talking about some Barbie girl and rhythm of the night.
Get out of here, Aaron.
Oh, man, I love
it. Good call from Aaron. Yeah. Another good call from Aaron.
90s was the worst decade for fashion. Best decade for music.
Yeah, not a great fashion decade. Well, 80s might have been worst decade 80s, for fashion. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, for music, 90s, absolutely excellent.
Well, what about the 2010s?
As far as music?
No, he's talking about fashion.
No, I'm talking about music. I mean, what a decade.
Drake and Nicki Minaj.
No, it's awful. I'm just kidding.
Terrible.
It's terrible.
I don't know these kids. The Twitter question.
This is all your idols, Jack.
Yeah.
I have no idols.
You and Elliot love Drake.
Yeah.
Come on, Drizzy.
Drizzy.
Six God.
Six God.
Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win 94WIP.com/Marks. Which is your... You didn't even update the poll. Which is your bigger concern moving forward with the Eagles? Jalen's turnovers or the defense? 72% at Jalen's turnovers. All right.
He kind of stacked the deck against Jalen, man.
That's what he did. That's what he does. He wants the polls going exactly where he wants the polls going. All right. CBS releases their first power rankings post first week of the NFL season. Eagles come in eighth.
Eighth.
So let me read off the teams to you, and you tell me whether they have a case over the Eagles. Number one, the Chiefs. Okay, yes.
Yep.
Easy. Number two, the 49ers.
Yep.
Okay, easy. Number three, the Bills.
I don't know if the Bills have a case.
Yeah, they had an iffy win like the Eagles did.
The Eagles played Green Bay.
Yeah, and they played Arizona.
They played Arizona. I wouldn't have Buffalo. Although Buffalo may be getting credit for not having as much talent and getting the win.
Sure.
I'm assuming that's what it is.
And Allen did play well.
Josh Allen played well. Yep.
Number four, the Lions.
I would have the Lions in front.
Number five, the Texans.
Would not have the Texans in front. They could have lost to the Colts, too.
Sure, yeah.
Yep.
Number six, the Cowboys. You can make that argument. That was a good win.
No, here's the thing about that win with the Cowboys. Good win for them as a team. But I'm wondering, was that how good Dallas is or how bad Cleveland is?
Well, Cleveland was a playoff team last year.
Without that dude, though, at the quarterback.
Yes, without the quarterback, yes.
Yeah, so that's really what I'm saying. Did Deshaun Watson hurt the Browns more? Because I think Dak only had like 160, right?
Yeah, that was not...
It was a quiet game.
Yes, for sure.
And their defense got a lot of turnovers and field position for them. So I think the Eagles win over Green Bay was more impressive than the Dallas Cowboys win over Cleveland.
Over
Arizona.
I could see Dallas being ahead. It felt like a more impressive victory than the Eagles.
Because it was dominant.
It was on the road, you know. And then number seven, Ravens, who did lose in week one, but they're still
the
Ravens.
That's hogwash.
Yeah.
Because, quite frankly, the Ravens didn't even look great in that game. Lamar looked great running around and doing what he does. But I didn't really see anything else from the Ravens that looked all that good that night. And I know they were still in the game. But they lost, and I know they lost to the Super Bowl champion, but I think the Eagles were more impressive in their game than watching the Ravens in their game. I mean, did we forget what Saquon Barkley looked like in that game? Did we forget? I know Jalen had two picks, but my goodness, CBS, are you combing through every game with a fine-tooth comb like you must have done with the Eagles? Because you're certainly penalizing them for something. Why are they being penalized? AJ was awesome as a wide receiver. Devontae was awesome as a wide receiver.
Offensive line was awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it must be because of the turnovers, right? Because Green Bay's a good team. That's a quality win.
So the little blurb next to the Eagles says the offense showed up in a big way against the Packers in Brazil, but the defense still had some issues. They have to cut down on the big plays. So
that's stating the obvious.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Did he not see Zach Bond out there playing, whoever that was on CBS? Did he watch the game? It was the only game on that night.
Well, the tough thing about the power rankings thing is, okay, the Ravens lose. Some of it is how good do you believe they are?
Ultimately.
Yeah. You know, so that's, and it's only 1 week. But
you look at the Ravens.
Yeah.
Would you take the Ravens over the Eagles?
I think they're about equal. Of course they are.
What do the Ravens have offensively?
They have not that much, but I like their defense a lot, and Lamar makes some plays.
Yeah, they have a two-time MVP, I guess.
Oh, my God. There's the no Bills way should you're not taking be... that Ravens offense over the Eagles.
I wouldn't think they're, but I think I'd take the roster over the Eagles.
I'll take the Ravens defense over the Eagles defense. Well, we got a young defense.
Oh, I know.
Our offense is light years better than the Ravens.
I agree. I don't think the Bills should be third. Like, I think.
Did you see all those false starts and holding penalties that offensive line got for the Ravens?
Week one.
Are you a Ravens fan now?
Well, as a Harbaugh guy.
You got Isaiah Likely on your team?
No, that's OG Wade. OG Wade has the whole Ravens offense.
And the Giants tight end who retired. What's his
Darren
name?
Waller.
Darren Waller.
Darren Waller. Right. I'm not taking anybody's offense in the league over the Eagles.
No.
Maybe Detroit's. I'll take that back.
Niners?
Yeah, that's pretty damn good, too.
I got coach. You got
that's a pretty damn good offense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I actually give Brock Purdy credit.
Yeah.
Me too.
Whoa! You're in now?
I mean, he obviously would be terrible anywhere else. But with them, he's good.
Yeah. Well, he make throws, you know.
He doesn't have... a pretty ball, man.
Yeah, that's not a noodle arm there. He makes throws. That's not magic. I mean, he is playing well. Yeah. All right, coming up next, Brian Baldinger.
Baldy
does, you know, a lot of film. Baldy's breakdowns. Baldy loves breaking down the film, so we'll find out what Baldy saw in Friday night's game. From a Jalen perspective, from a defense perspective, the good, the bad, all of it.
The moment Baldy says that interception was not Jalen's fault.
Well, he said it on...
Yeah, okay. Well, we got to talk about it then.
We do.
The hammer is real, for real.
That will be next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.